This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Hello, welcome to tonight's shiur. The halacha shiur is entitled Leap Years. It's an appropriate topic to discuss this evening. Today, yesterday was Rosh Chodesh Adar. And it is, of course, a leap year. And therefore, a good time and opportunity to discuss this very interesting topic. In the short time that we have, we won't be able to do it full justice. And maybe we'll revisit it some other time. But let's see what we can do. A bit of background. We know that the Jewish year is based on a lunar calendar, which is 354 days. It's based on the lunar months, the time it takes each month, the time it takes for the moon to rotate the earth is approximately 29 and a half days. And therefore, we have six months of 29 days, 6 months of 30 days, which give a total of 354 days. A solar year, solar calendar in contrast, has 365 days based on the sun, the time it takes for the earth to orbit the sun, which is approximately 365 days. Now, therefore, on January the 1st through to December the 31st will be 365 days. Now, if it was solely based on the lunar calendar, the Jewish year, then we're going to have a problem. Because if that would be the case, every year there is a shortfall of 11 days. Because the lunar calendar, as I said, has a year of 354 days, which means that you're 11 days short of a solar year. So if you look at basic maths, in the year 2016, Pesach was on the 23rd of April. Now, without any interference, the next year, it would be 11 days earlier. There's on the sheet, it should say the 12th of April. The year later, in 2018, the 1st of April, then the 20th of March, then the 27th of February. It drops 11 days each year because of this 11-day difference between the solar and lunar year, which means this year, were it not for the fact that we have leap years, Pesach should be, I think, on the 16th of February, tonight 2 weeks, which means we've missed Purim, and Pesach is in 2 weeks' time. And if you just keep on going, it will get earlier and earlier. The Pesach will be in December, November, and throughout the year. The Havdil, much the same as in the month of the festival of Ramadan in the Muslim world, that does indeed rotate around the year because it's solely based on the lunar calendar. But we know the Torah says that Pesach has to be B'chodesh Ha'aviv, in the spring month. And therefore, to facilitate that, every 7 in 19 years will be a leap year. What does that mean? That every 7 of 19 years, an extra month will be inserted into the Jewish calendar, and there will be not one Adar, but two. And therefore, now the calendar is fixed. By doing that, there is an assurance that Pesach will always fall in the spring months. So every 7 and 19 years, we have two Adars, approximately every three or just every 2 or 3 years, there will be a leap year where we have an extra month and the year will be not 12 months, but 13 months. And we are currently in a leap year and there are two Adars. Now, the question is, which Adar is the real Adar? Because if you think about it, there are two ways to look at it. Do you say that the month we've just begun is now the real Adar, but because it's a leap year, we sort of slot in another Adar just before Nisan, but this is the real Adar? Or do we say no, that the real Adar is the month before Nisan, and this Adar is the one which we've slotted in? The my nafkamina. Well, there are plenty of nafkaminas, but I'll give you one easy one. Dating contracts. Say, for example, I lend you money, and I know back last Rosh Hashanah time, I lend you £1,000, and I write on the contract, you've got to pay me back by Rosh Chodesh Adar. So when do you have to pay me back? Is it today, Rosh Chodesh Adar, or is it Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni? And this, in actuality, is a machlokas in the Gemara, in the Dorim, it's machlokas Tanoim, in the Dorim Samach Kim. If you look on the handout, if you're listening online, please email me, and I'll send you the handout, j.golker@gmail.com. A Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Samach Kim, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tesanya, Ador Harishim, Kaisiv Adorishim. When it comes to the first Adar, you have to specify and say Ador HaRishon. Ador Sheini, But when it comes to the second Adar, Kosef Adar Stam Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that you just have to write Adar, and that refers to Adar Sheni. So you see that Rav Meir holds that a Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. Rav Yehuda Imer, Adar Harishon Kosef Stam. Adar Harishon is the real one. A Stam Adar is Adar Harishon. You just have to write Adar, and that means Adar Harishon. Adar Sheni, Kosef Tinyan, you have to write Adar Sheni. So in actuality, it's a machlokus tanoim. Rav Yehuda says that the real Adar is Adar Rishon, and Rav Meir says Adar Sheni. And that applies in areas of Nazirus as well. If a person says, I'm going to be a Nozer, I'm not going to drink wine, for example, Adresh Adar, then what does he mean? Again, it'll be subject to the same machlokus that I just mentioned. What is the halacha? Well, most Rishonim paskin like Rav Yehuda. However, the Mechaba paskins like Rav Meir, based on the Rambam paskins like Rav Meir, and therefore for Gittin, for example, we're always machmir. We always make sure that we specify which Adar it is in the actual get. It will say that on the 10th of Adar, man gave the get to his wife. It will say Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. We specify, and the truth is we do that in many situations. For example, Lash Shabbos Mevarchin Achodesh, when we bless the new month, what nusach do we use? You know, we say the Hiratzin, and then we say Rosh Chodesh, Adar, or do we say Adar Rishon? So the Magen Avraham says, if you look at the bottom box, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kishma Abrin Hashana Kosvim Ba'Adar Rishon Adar Stam, and Adar Sheni, etc. That's the Ramah, because the Ramah passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. But the Mishnah Berurah says, when Hu Adin, Kishma Varchin Achodesh, Pesach Nesis, when you do Mavarchin Achodesh, Maskonis Achronim is quoting the Magen Avraham, I think, Just specify. So on Shabbos we said Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, and in Mitzvah Hashem next month we'll say Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. We specify. However, there are some situations where you can't do both. So I'll give you an example. You can, but it's not so straightforward. I'll give you an example. What about a Yahrzeit? So imagine the following scenario: a guy comes up to the Rav and says that his father passed away a few years ago, and it was a regular year, and the father passed away on the 10th of Adar, which means that there was only one Adar that year. And he comes to the Rav and says, well, what do I do this year? Because there are two Adars. When do I mark the Yahrzeit? When do I daven for the Omud? When do I say Kaddish? When do I fast? Learn Mishnayos? However you commemorate the Yahrzeit, is it on the first Adar or is it on the second Adar? So if you take a look at the top box on the second page, this is the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tov Kuf Samach Ches Zayin, Kesheira Yom Shemes Oviv, Oy Imo Ba'adar. When a person, Achon Islam, loses a parent, and they die in the month of Adar, V'hashona Muberes, and that year it's a leap year. Muberes literally means pregnant. It's a pregnant year, which means it's an enlarged year. There are 13 months, not 12 months. Yis'ane ba'adar beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, that you commemorate the Yahrzeit on the second Adar. And that is based on, like I said, because the Mechaba paskins like the Rambam, but the Halacha is like Rav Meir, and the real Adar is Adar Sheni. So if the parent died in a regular year, then you commemorate the Yahrzeit in Adar Sheni. Says the Ramah, no, v'yeshorim yis'ane b'rishon, because the Ramah is going like Rov Rishonim, who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Now, of course, continues the Ramah, that's only if the parent dies in a regular year of 12 months. And the question is, what happens in a leap year? The Mechaba says the second Adar, the Ramah says the first Adar. But if the parent passed away in a leap year, for example, the parent died on the 10th of Adar Rishon, then obviously, in a subsequent leap year, he will keep 10th of Adar Rishon, because that's the actual Yahrzeit. If he died in, let's say, a regular leap year, which is Adar Rishon, then it goes without saying that if the subsequent year is not a leap year and it's only one Adar, then of course he will commemorate the Yahrzeit on that one opportunity on the 10th of Adar in that subsequent year. The Ramah does say, just by the way, that if a person wants to be machmir, and if a parent, let's say, died on the 10th of Adar, and a subsequent year is a leap year, so the Ramah says you fast on the first Adar, because that's the main one. But if you want to be machmir and also commemorate the second Adar, you may do so. But that's only in respect of fasting and learning Mishnayos. There's no harm to say Kaddish. But having a chiyuv for the Omud, you do not take priority over another Ovel who has a proper chiyuv to daven. If there's no other Ovel, there's no harm in davening. But you don't take priority, it doesn't push away a proper chiyuv from the Omud. Now, interestingly, the Chasam Sofer argues with this Ramah, and very unusually, he follows the Mechaba over the Ramah. This is the Chasam Sofer who coins the famous phrase that when the Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, it says the Bnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyad Roma, they came out with an outstretched hand. And the Chasam Sofer famously coins the phrase that the Jewish people, the Ashkenazim, always follow the Ramah. Bnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyad Roma. We go by the writing of the Ramah. But yet, in this particular situation, the Chasam Sofer says that we follow the Psak of the Mechaba, and we would actually keep Adar Sheni. And the rationale is that even though most Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the Chasam Sofer explains that that's only true. We go like Rabbi Yehuda in the case there in the Dorim, because in the Dorim it's holchin achal loshin bnei odom. You go after the normal vernacular. And the vernacular is if a person says, I'm not going to drink wine until Rosh Chodesh Adar, he means the first one. And therefore the Chasam Sofer says he takes issue and he would paskin like the Mechaba, as I've got there on the sheet, that quote over there. One final point, there's lots more to say on this. Maybe we'll revisit this in a couple of weeks' time. It's Purim Cotton, and it has a bearing on that. But I'll leave off with this, a famous quiz question, a riddle. Try this in your Shabbos tables. How can you have a situation where a mother gives birth to twin boys and the younger one, who was born an hour or two after the older one, will have his bar mitzvah a month before the older brother? How can you have a situation where the younger brother, twin, will have his bar mitzvah a month before the older brother? So the answer, of course, is that in a situation of a leap year, where the older brother, let's call him Reuven, is born at the very end of the 29th of Adar Rishon, and the younger brother is born at the very beginning of Aleph Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, and 13 years later is a regular year, just one Adar, the older brother will have his bar mitzvah on the 29th of Adar, and the younger one will have it on Rosh Chodesh Adar, a month ahead. So that's just a quirk in the calendar, but that is actually mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at box number 7, in Na'ar Echod Nolid B'chavtes La'Adar Rishon, Mishonim Oberes, V'Na'ar Echod Nolid B'Adar Sheni B'Echod Bo, then V'Shasu Gimel Einim Oberes, etc., etc. So you have that quirk in the calendar. Just one final point, that when the Torah says the word shona, for example, the simach es ishtei ashelokach, when a man gets married in the first year, he's exempt from the army, the shona rishona, then we wait a full 13 months if it's a leap year. Because the Torah defines it, by the way, in reference to shona. And hu adin with the bar mitzvah, the Mishmur explains the Ramo, he says, bo'inen yudkim ushonim, Shleimim. You need 13 months to explain that Ramah there in that cited Marimachim. For Avelus, however, it's 12 months. It's not a Shana. So, for example, you can have an unusual situation where, let's say, a parent died on the 1st of Kislev. Then you say Kaddish for 11 months. Now, the 11 months will take you until Rosh Chodesh Tishri, which is, of course, Rosh Hashanah. You're in Avelus for 12 months, which will take you through until the first Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, and the Yahrzeit will be on the next month on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So when it comes to Avelus, you deal very much in months, 11 months you say Kaddish for, that's the normal way of operating for Ashkenazim, and I know the Sfarim have a slightly different arrangement, but 11 months you're saying Kaddish, and then 12 months is Avelus, and then in that situation, in leap year, then you'd actually have the Yahrzeit on 13 months later, which we Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is the actual anniversary of the Misa. So an interesting topic. Leap years, of course, we have just now Rosh Chodesh Adar yesterday, Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. It's an opportune time to discuss these things. Like I said, just a quick summary. The Jewish year is based on a lunar year, which is 354 days, as opposed to a solar calendar, which is 365 days. But the Jewish calendar does incorporate some aspects of the solar calendar. It's called the luni-solar calendar, where it sort of combines a bit of both. But in order that Pesach will always fall in Chodesh HaAviv, in the spring. And the way in which we do that is by having a leap year every 7 to 19 years, which means an Adar, an extra month, is added in. Which is the real Adar? Is it the first or the second? That's a Machlokus. It's Machlokus how we paskin, which comes out of Machlokus Machaber Ramah, if we go like Rabbi Yehuda Rav Meir. And there are enough communities and lots of areas. We can be Machmir and just actually specify, as we do in Rosh Chodesh benching and Gittin and contracts and whatever. Yard sites, if a person died in a normal year and the subsequent year is a leap year, the Machaber says we go after the second Adar, and the Ramah says we go after the first Adar, as I described. And then you've got that interesting Bar Mitzvah riddle, where you can have the older brother celebrating his mitzvah a month after his younger brother. Mr. Hashem, there's more to say, an interesting topic. Maybe we will revisit it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.